Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes with 6- and 7-year-olds. Parents are asking such thoughtful questions about how to help their children understand that people can change and grow and improve over time. And if you're wondering about this too, I want you to know you're asking exactly the right question at exactly the right time. Because here's something wonderful. Your child is at a magical age where their brain is ready to understand one of life's most important truths. That people aren't fixed. That we all have the power to learn, to grow, to change, to become better versions of ourselves. And when children understand this early, it shapes how they see themselves and others for their entire lives. So let's talk about this together, shall we? Grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in, and let me share what the magic book and the research both tell us about helping children embrace the beautiful truth of growth and change. First, let me validate something you might be experiencing. Maybe your child has said things like, "I'm just not good at math," or "She's the smart one," or "I can't do that." And when you hear those words, your heart might sink a little because you can hear them closing a door on possibility. You can hear them deciding that who they are right now is who they'll always be. And that's hard to hear, isn't it? Because you know the truth. You know that with practice and patience and support, they can learn almost anything. You know that the person they are today is just the beginning of who they'll become. So how do we help them see that too? Well, the magic book has been whispering wisdom about this for thousands of years, and now modern research is catching up and saying the same thing. Dr. Carol Dweck at Stanford University has spent decades studying what she calls growth mindset, and her research reveals something beautiful. Children who believe that abilities can be developed show greater motivation to learn and higher achievement than those who believe abilities are fixed. Think about that for a moment. When children understand that their brain grows and changes through effort and practice, they develop greater resilience. They persist when things are hard. They see challenges as opportunities instead of threats. And here's what makes this even more wonderful. Ages 6 and 7 are the perfect time to teach this. Your child's brain is developing the capacity to understand abstract concepts. They're starting to think about thinking. They're beginning to understand that feelings change, that situations evolve, that today doesn't determine forever. The research from the National Association for the Education of Young Children tells us that children with higher emotional intelligence, children who understand that feelings shift and change, are better able to understand that people themselves can grow and improve. It all connects, you see. When children learn that sad feelings don't last forever, they're also learning that struggling with reading doesn't mean they'll always struggle. When they understand that angry moments pass, they're also understanding that making mistakes doesn't define who they are. So how do we teach this in ways that really sink in? The magic book suggests we start with our own words. The language we use every single day shapes how children see themselves and the world. When your child says, "I can't do this," try adding one small word. "Yet, I can't do this yet." That tiny word opens up the future. It says, "You're still learning, and that's exactly right." When you praise your child, focus on their effort and strategies instead of calling them smart or talented. Instead of saying, "You're so smart, try," "I noticed how hard you worked on that," or "I love how you tried a different strategy when the first one didn't work." This helps them see that growth comes from what they do, not from some fixed quality they either have or don't have. Share your own learning journey with them. Tell them about things you're still learning. Let them see you make mistakes and try again. Say things like, "I'm still learning how to cook this recipe," or "I made a mistake, and now I know what to try differently next time." When children see the adults they love still learning and growing, it normalizes the entire process. And here's something the magic book loves: tell stories. Real stories from your own life about times you improved at something through practice, times you failed and tried again, times you thought you couldn't do something and then discovered you could. Children learn so much from these personal narratives. You can also point out growth and change in the world around you. Look at how much better you've gotten at tying your shoes. Remember when that was hard? Look at how the plant grew from a tiny seed. Look at how your baby cousin is learning to walk, one wobbly step at a time. These concrete examples help abstract concepts become real. And of course, stories can help so much with this. The magic book and I have a story about Lucas and Ella called The Vision Keepers of Clarity Lane. In this story, Lucas and Ella discover that caring actions create ripples of positive change. They help a scared child, and they witness how their kindness makes a real difference. It's such a beautiful way for children to see that people have the power to grow, to improve, to make positive changes in the world. After you read this story together, you can talk about it. Ask your child, how did Lucas and Ella help? What changed because of their kindness? Have you ever helped someone and seen things get better? These conversations help children connect the story to their own lives and understand their own power to create positive change. You can also create little experiments in growth together. Choose something your child wants to get better at. Maybe it's riding a bike, or drawing, or reading, or being patient with a younger sibling. Make a plan together. Practice a little bit each day. Notice the small improvements. Celebrate the effort, not just the outcome. And when your child struggles, and they will, because that's part of learning, help them see the struggle as information, not as failure. Oh, this is hard right now. That means your brain is growing. What could we try next? This reframes difficulty from something bad into something valuable. The research tells us that children benefit most from concrete examples and storytelling that demonstrate transformation and growth. So look for these examples everywhere. In books you read together, in shows you watch, in the people around you. Point out when characters or real people learn and change and improve. And remember, my wonderful friend, you're teaching this not just with your words, but with your presence. When you respond to your child's challenges with patience instead of frustration, you're showing them that people can regulate their emotions and choose their responses. When you apologize after you've made a mistake, you're showing them that growth includes acknowledging when we need to do better. When you celebrate your own small victories, you're modeling that improvement matters at every age. This is such important work you're doing. You're not just teaching your child a concept. You're giving them a lens through which to see their entire life. You're helping them understand that they're not stuck, that change is possible, that effort matters, that growth is real. And that understanding, that belief in the possibility of change, it's one of the greatest gifts you can give. The Magic Book and I are always here, cheering you on, celebrating every small step forward, yours and your child's. Because we're all still learning, all still growing, all still becoming. Find the vision keepers of Clarity Lane and so many other stories in the Book of Inara app. Let the stories be gentle helpers on this beautiful journey of growth. Until our next adventure together, my wonderful friend, you're doing beautifully. With love and starlight, Inara.